understand ESG standards, and the triple bottom line. Corporate strategy may set environmental, social, and governance ESG requirements, including for social responsibility or the triple bottom line. Supply chain strategy will need to align with these strategic requirements. The organization can show its commitment to ESG using the ISCM Enterprise Standards for Sustainability. It can provide transparency and market its ESG accomplishments using sustainability reporting by using Global Reporting Initiative reporting standards, ESG and social responsibility requirements. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines social responsibility as follows: commitment by top management to behave ethically and to contribute to community development. This may also entail improving the workforce's quality of life. Governance is conducted by an organization's board of directors and its top executives. Governance sets the ethical tone, enforces regulatory compliance, and verifies other checks and balances. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines ethical standards as follows: a set of guidelines for proper conduct by business professionals and organizations. A premise of ethics is to walk the talk, meaning it is imperative that the board and executives demonstrate ethical decision-making. The acronym ESG shows how governance is extended to environmental and social strategy, which can take the form of using the triple bottom line to conduct business in a sustainable way while also minimizing reputation risk. Transformation professionals need to align with the organization's sustainability maturity level, which could be at one of these levels, from low to high, defensive, not our job, compliance, only what is required, managerial, integrated into business practices, strategic, as a competitive differentiator, or civil, extended to supply chain partners. Triple bottom line. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the triple bottom line, TBL, is an approach that measures the economic, social, and environmental impact of an organization's activities with the intent of creating value for both its shareholders and society. The triple bottom line approach usually requires a company to modify or change its business model so that it factors in all three components, so it is a strategic initiative. For example, a transformation could add SCORE DS environmental and social performance attributes. Exhibit 3-20 shows a Venn diagram for the triple bottom line. The center area where all objectives combine is called the sweet spot, meaning that organizations seek initiatives that profitably satisfy environmental and social objectives. For example, this could involve engaging with a community to find what is important to them, such as water rights, and then using local workforces to help share water in a way that profits everyone. Exhibit 3-20. Triple bottom line seeks the sweet spot that aligns all objectives. Organizational strategy can direct environmental and social supply chain requirements, such as acceptable versus unacceptable practices in the organization's value chain. For example, sustainable sources of supply or paying competitive wages. Consider obtaining ISCM Enterprise Standards for Sustainability. The ISCM Enterprise Standards for Sustainability is a corporate supply chain designation measuring social responsibility, economic sustainability, and ecological stewardship. This certification standard is available for free download and can therefore be used to update supply chain strategy, identify sustainability gaps for the supply chain, or validate supplier sustainability, even if the organization does not pursue certification. Organizations that choose to pursue this certification may do so because it helps showcase the organization's supply chain excellence and commitment to transparency, ethics, and a culture of social responsibility. This can occur not only within the organization, but also by ensuring that suppliers also align with these values. When organizations pursue certification to this standard, 60% of the assessment is on their level of excellence with the three E's of the certification: ethical, ecological, and economic. These categories are applied to supply chain processes such as plan, source, order, etc. The remaining 40% of the assessment is for enabling factors, strategy, governance, workforce, and technology and knowledge, and stakeholder factors, customer, supplier, government, and community. The first part, criteria and questions, includes standards and assessments on process excellence planning. One standard is related to facility master planning, and this section is reproduced in Exhibit 3-21 as an example. The SCORE metrics have been updated. Exhibit 3-21, ISCM Enterprise Standards for Sustainability, Section A1, Process Excellence Plan. Source: adapted from Association for Supply Chain Management, ISCM. Enterprise Certification for Sustainability, used with permission. An example of an enabler is governance. One standard for this area is a requirement that the organization have a documented risk matrix that addresses key risks inherent across the economic, ecological, and ethical dimensions. And a key question is how transparent are decisions in which risk to a stakeholder is considered but not deemed risky enough to alter the introduction or ongoing production of a product or service. An example of stakeholder engagement is customer engagement. One standard in this area is that the organization needs to have a voice of the customer, VOC, process that addresses customer requirement outcomes in the areas of ecology, for example, carbon emissions and impact of product, economics, for example, price and product availability, and ethics, for example, ethically sourced raw materials. A related key question is how is the VOC obtained and used to influence your organization's product and service offerings? Show transparency using sustainability reporting. Global Reporting Initiative, GRI. Sustainability reporting is an important way to show transparency and market one's sustainability initiatives. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the Global Reporting Initiative's GRI reporting framework is the framework that sets out the principles and performance indicators organizations can use to measure and report their human rights, labor, environment, and anti-corruption practices and outcomes. The GRI's sustainability reporting standards and glossary help reporters prepare sustainability reports that provide reliable, relevant, and standardized information such as sustainability and reverse logistics KPIs. It has universally applicable standards and many topic-specific standards that are organized into economic, environmental, and social series. The standards provide an internationally recognized reporting format that can be used for voluntary reporting and self-regulation, or for mandated requirements for sustainability reporting. Goals include the following: build capacity, foster commitment to sustainability, improve performance and risk management, improve the flow of reliable sustainability information from supplier to buyer,